Testing 1, 2, level check.
This is the Mayan Calendar Cast.
What if creation is still evolving?
What if we are still evolving?
What if there is a deadline?
What if that deadline is October 2011?
We can tune our consciousness.
We can choose the outcome.
We are on a schedule.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mayan Calendar Cast.
Hello, everyone.
It's November 17th, 2005.
It is 13 Muluk, or 13 offering, on the calendar of the Maya.
And this is episode number 10. Well, you may notice today is a little different. We're sitting down and just going to take this one kind of casual. We just want to talk to you about updates at the website, what's going on with the Mayan Calendar Cast, and a most recent event that has made quite an impact on our lives.
Yes, it has.
So why don't we start with that? Start right there. If you visit the website, you will see there is a brand new part to the site, which is the Air Radio News and Updates blog. And on the blog this morning, I posted a blog entry about Ian Lundgold. Ian Shell Lundgold is one of the researchers. We've talked about him before. I've referred to him a great deal on the site, some of his articles. And
Ian's work is a foundational part of the research that we have come across on the Mayan calendar. His work combined with Carl Coleman, bringing very new insight.
Yes.
Newly discovered insight into the meaning and purpose of the Maya, the calendar, and its use for us now in today's time.
Yeah, really cutting edge.
Critical update kind of information.
Yeah.
That wasn't seen before Ian had his part in, you know, in this work.
Carl Johan Coleman is in Sweden and has written several books, working on another one. Ian is here in North America and Canada, and had seen it as his life's work and purpose to disseminate information about the Mayan calendar according to the K'iche Maya, which is much more closely aligned and parallel to the classical period Maya. Anyway, Ian had become seriously ill in the past few months, and as of November 16th, he chose to transform and leave the planet, and he passed away on November 16th.
Yesterday.
So.
Yeah.
It's really been quite a day for us, and we thought we'd just sit down and talk to you about it, share our feelings with you, and kind of take it from there. It was quite an impact on my life.
We had the privilege of seeing a DVD, a presentation on the Mayan calendar that Ian had done. Actually, it was a year previous to when we saw it earlier this summer.
Mm-hmm.
So he had made this DVD in 2004, and a friend of ours put it in our hands, and we viewed it. And after having looked into the calendar of the Maya and doing all kinds of digging, researching on the internet to learn more, you know, it seemed that the track was going mostly in circles and going nowhere. And all of this was previous to finding the work that Ian Lundgold and Carl Coleman had, when they had joined forces and put their heads together and come up with this revolution in understanding of what this calendar is about and the meaning for it, its meaningfulness for us here on planet Earth now.
Yes.
All these years later, after the Maya, the classic Maya culture was present 500 years ago.
Yeah.
The meaning that they brought to the table, I'm referring to Ian and Carl, is so relevant and pertinent.
Yes.
To our life today, and it was this that we saw in this presentation that Ian was doing, and that we watched on this DVD that had a powerful, powerful impact. I'm speaking for myself personally, had a monumental impact in my life.
Yeah.
Seeing this perspective on the calendar of the Maya, the way that Ian presents it, in that we are on a schedule.
Yes.
That evolution, that creation is still evolving, and it is evolving in a very, very timely, synchronic order.
Yes.
And it is absolutely easily to track this.
Yeah.
It is nailed down, and...
Well, there's the Mayan calendar gives us a pattern
to see
and a timetable, and it's really, we're going to be, of course, we've been talking about this now for a few weeks, but we wanted to give you an update on what's happening. This is part of what's happening.
Yeah, it is. It's an integral part of what's happening.
Very much so.
And we wanted to do this podcast today mostly to address the passing of our dear and beloved friend, Ian.
Yes.
For his life's work and what it is that he has brought to the table in bringing new light, new promise, you know, and hope.
Yes, all this potential.
For all of us.
Yeah.
And... He has explained it so well and so succinctly and beautifully. Ian was a true artist.
Yes.
And
yeah. I mean, even if you've just subscribed recently to Mayan Calendar Cast and Ian Lundgold is not a name you're familiar with, it will certainly become obvious to you over time how much of an impact he has made on not only us, but on the study of the Mayan calendar really across the board.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're going to come across his name if you haven't yet. But if you have and you didn't know, then light a candle with us to celebrate Ian's life, not to... you know, not just in sadness. There's certainly been tears shed today. And you know, there is a time to grieve. Certainly wouldn't deny that. By the same token, I think to celebrate a life is key here.
Yeah.
And so that's what, you know, that's what we're doing.
We're celebrating the love that exists. It's the place where I truly feel that Ian had expressed from in his yearning for truth and for disseminating light and
yes.
truth for all those, you know, ears who would hear. And, you know, it's the purpose of this today is just to, you know, share that light and that love
yes.
and that, you know, that is there for all of us.
Yeah.
It's a huge, all-encompassing pot of
full.
The most wonderful stuff, and it is in no short supply.
That's
it is
right.
So abundant. There's such an abundance of it. And this is the place where when this information, for lack of a better word, begins to work its way into your mind and into your heart, it will become more and more present in ways that you can't even imagine.
Yeah.
It is so powerful. It is so subtle. And I think that's what makes it so powerful. tuning in to this process is so life-altering in such a magnificent way that it's...
Are you lost for words?
Yeah, I'm at a loss for words.
It's an experience.
It's a beautiful, wonderful experience.
You could try to explain it all day, but it really, really is an experience. And, of course, Mayan Calendar Cast, that's what it is really going to be all about. And we've been, for these past few weeks, we've really been, in one sense, I wouldn't say floundering, but we have been definitely trying to allow the space to for the ideas to move as they move and not try to force them, which is much harder than you can imagine, to give it that kind of space. And then this event, you know, what I like to do, Jay, is just tell the story really quick, because I think it's it's curious and it's wonderful to watch how synchronicity fashions itself, is how this all happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we started, if you've been a listener at Airstream Indie Radio for a while, I know that there are a lot of you that have followed along with us with Uncommon Knowledge, Podsonics, and Boondockin', and all of our shows
Human
along the
source
way.
Source Code.
Definitely. And back when we were doing Uncommon Knowledge, we were somewhere in the high 20s in terms of episodes. And we were, if you remember, we had met a gentleman by the name of Ed Coleman, who became Shaman Ed, ultimately, and we were going to do one interview with
him.
Well,
when we met Ed, he was a shaman. And
in
so
training.
He became, you know, endearingly known to us as Shaman Ed.
Right, right.
Yeah. Wonderful, beautiful man.
And if you actually want to watch this or hear this process as it happened, practically live,
yeah,
just go back and listen to Uncommon Knowledge episodes right there on the website. But anyway, so we did our first interview with him before he went to Peru. And we had just met him, which again, if you take another step back, that happened because I took a little piece of paper off of a bulletin board while I'm waiting to go to the bathroom, standing there reading this bulletin board in Whole Foods, and he had placed an ad there. And we thought, let's give him a call and see what this is about. And I kept it in my wallet for several days. And who knows? You know how easy it is to lose stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't. But I handed it to Jag. He took it, made the phone call, and we end up meeting Ed. He comes over. We do the show. We are just instant fast friends.
Yeah.
And then along this way, I guess it was a few weeks later, he comes over to do a podcast, and he has this DVD in his hand. He hadn't even seen it.
Yeah, he hadn't watched it yet. He'd had it for a year.
Right.
Yeah. And he said, I thought you guys might be interested in this and seeing this.
I'm walking out my door and I saw it laying there.
It's on the Mayan calendar. I'm like,
yeah,
definitely.
So we take it. We do the podcast that night. We have our, you know, normal visit and bite to eat afterwards. And Ed goes home and we didn't see it till the next day. Jack says, you know, Andy, let's watch that DVD. I'm like, well, okay. I was thinking I want to do something else on Sunday.
I got up early the next morning, and I started watching the DVD.
Right.
And
that's right.
I watched. It's two discs. I got through the first disc, and she woke up, and I was like, "You're not going to believe this. You are not going to believe this. You got to see this." She's okay. I will. No. Now sit down. You've got to watch this. So it wasn't. What was it, an hour and a half or so?
Yeah.
And I had just got through watching it, and we sat and watched it together again. Or I sat and watched it again together with Andy. And
it knocked me out. And I mean that literally and figuratively. When I get a download, I call it a download.
Yeah, well,
when I get a serious download, and this download was the size of Texas, times 10, it was like just input, such a massive amount of input that First of all, I was like, I couldn't stop. Oh, we got to stop. We got to talk about that. Oh, stop the DVD. You know, and I'm just in discussing different points. And when we got to the end of it, we probably talked another hour or so. And then I just couldn't keep my eyes open. I think I slept for 2 days.
Yeah, you did. And the exact opposite happens to me is I get so
energized
that I don't sleep, and I didn't sleep for 2 days.
Right. So we're processing our own way.
I was so like high on what I was seeing in this information.
Yes, yes.
The tremendous impact. Tremendous impact.
One thing I became intrinsically aware of at that point was that a 7-year-long journey of research on the Mayan calendar had come to an end. There was no more searching. At least I knew this was the doors were flung open.
It had come to a new beginning.
That's correct.
And that's what I was referring to before about. We both knew there was something in this calendar, and yet we were not finding it, the meaning in the science of the calendrics, the academic calendric sciences, and the...
Or the traditional archaeological approach.
Yeah.
It just wasn't hitting that
was
place.
Like, it wasn't, not even close.
Right.
And that's what I meant when I said earlier about going around in circles. I kept... It's like chasing my tail. I knew there was something there, and I was trying to find it, and I kept digging and kept digging and kept digging. And then, lo and behold, here we are.
Yeah.
We get this DVD dropped on our laps.
Yeah,
and
all through a series of just one thing after another. You could call it synchronistic activity. You call it whatever you want. All I know is that this path brought us to this point.
Yeah, spirit brought us a gift.
Yes.
And what a magnificent gift it was.
And then within it is, because within a few weeks, Airstream Indie Radio changed direction big time.
Big time.
And if you've been with us through all of this, then you know that it was a huge change. Website was redesigned, featured podcast changed, focus, direction, everything has gone toward 2 featured podcasts, one being Mayan Calendar Cast, this one, and the Human Source Code as a sister podcast to this one. These 2 podcasts are very integrated. One is about this one, Mayan Calendar Cast, is about where we are in the wave cycle of creation, in the wave cycle of the evolution of creation, which includes us, the planet, solar system, galaxy, universe, everything, everywhere. That's this podcast. We're going to be talking about the Mayan calendar in detail. Now, we already have some, but it's going to heat up. That you can count on. And then the Human Source Code is here to help you to put some of this, or to put this stuff in to apply how to find your center and live in balance and live through your intuition and literally lose your mind, because that's where we're heading.
Literally.
Literally, figuratively, every which way.
Get connected, dialed in, tuned in, connected to your intuition.
Yeah.
And learning, you know, day by day to function more and more through intuition rather than the logical mind.
That's right.
Because
the rational mind has lost its ability to keep up.
It is. It is.
And, you know, let me ask,
it has.
We've brought this up many times, but I'm going to ask again. Do you feel like your life is just on speed? Do you feel like you're... Like life and everything around you, world events down to personal events, is just going faster and faster and faster. Well, there's a reason for it. And guess what? It ain't gonna slow down. The mind can't keep up. That's why we must move to our intuition. We must begin to practice what it means to be co-creators, to live in our intuition. And this is an exciting time to be alive, everyone.
Yeah, this schedule that we're on, that the Mayan calendar lays out for us, We are now in the galactic, what's called the galactic underworld. There's one more level. So we have moved through this level, and there's one more level, which is called the universal, which ends October 28, 2011. The universal ends October 28, 2011. But the point here is that we are on a schedule, and we are where we are heading is becoming, truly becoming conscious co-creators.
Yes.
Where we are so in tune with the energy of creation, and this process, this ever-increasing energetically
step-wise.
Speaking, the increase in the frequency of creation is drawing us up. It's tuning us to become not only dialed in, locked in, into our intuition, but to that path, that process will bring us into the stage of being conscious co-creators. Literally.
Yes.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Technical.
Had a moment there.
Technobabble. Okay. Conscious co-creators.
Yes.
Now, what frame of reference do we have to plug into, you know, understanding what that means exactly?
In our logical mind, we don't.
No.
But through our intuition, through our real I, if you will, if you're a human source code listener, through that true self, you know, not the fake one, not all the splintered pieces of personality, but through, you know, who and what we really are, we do know what that is. But we're in this time of remembering. We're waking up, folks.
Yeah.
It's what this is all about.
That's what it's all about.
So
waking up to our true selves.
So the full Mayan calendar is 9 levels or 9 underworlds and 13 heavens. And of those 9 underworlds, we are in the 8th one. Okay? We're in the next to last one. We're at the top, just below. We're at that step just before the top of the cosmic pyramid. And so let's talk real quick about where we are in this underworld, which is called the Galactic Underworld, which began January 5th, 1999. Every 360 days, it moves into a new cycle. And that's called a cycle shift. Mm-hmm. There are 13 of these cycle shifts that are revealed through the Mayan calendar. Now, the first cycle shift is called
The first day.
And the second cycle shift is called the first night. Okay. So now where are we in the days and the nights?
Well, right now we're in the fourth day,
okay,
which is the seventh cycle shift or the seventh heaven.
Right.
Of the 13.
Okay, so we're in the fourth day.
We're in the very middle.
Okay, so everyone, just so you can get this in your mind, count from 1 to 13. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Now, if you take 7 days and 6 nights and kind of sit that right on top, in 13 cycles, you have 7 days and 6 nights. 7 plus 6 equals 13. We're in the fourth day right now, or seventh cycle, or heaven. And it began, Jack, what's the day on that?
On December 4th, 2004, and it ends November 28th, 2005.
So here
we're coming
are.
Right up on
a tune shift.
A cycle shift.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
So
it
these
is
cycles,
a tune shift.
Let's talk about that real quick. These cycles.
The end of the seventh tune.
Mm-hmm.
In this, on this galactic underworld.
So each of the cycles are 360 days long. 360 days is the length of
a tune.
Correct. Okay. So that's why it's a tune shift.
Yeah, we're shifting to another. On November 29th, we begin day one of another 360 day cycle, the next tune.
Yeah.
Which is the beginning of the eighth heaven.
Heaven, also known as the fourth night.
The fourth night.
All right. So now here's something to plug in here. Days and nights in these cycle shifts. And again, we have a visual coming to you. We're working out, you know, how to get it done.
We're working on it.
We're working on it. You know, just be patient with us and hang in with us. There's a heavy learning curve.
Well, there's a lot involved here.
There really is.
You know, and we want to make sure that it's right.
We don't want to just throw crap out there.
No.
Excuse my language, but
yeah,
we don't.
There's a lot of crap out there. If you want crap, you know,
go somewhere
there's
else.
A lot of places. There's no shortage.
Of crap.
Well, we want this to be worthy, you know, of your time.
Of your time.
Yeah.
So
a lot of software to master in this process.
And Gary, this is to our friend Gary in the UK. Thank you for posting at the forum. And your concerns are well taken. But definitely nothing's going to hold this back, short of creation itself. And, of course, we're already doing our best to pay attention to that. So, so we're following the lead. Let's put it that way. I was going to say something. What was it?
About
okay.
the, fourth,
oh, yeah.
the fourth the day and
yes,
the fourth night.
The days and the
nights. The days and the nights.
On a day, that's when we learn. That's when lessons are...
They come in.
They come in. And that's what a cycle of a day is about.
Information is delivered.
Incoming.
During the day cycles.
And at the, during the night cycles... That's when it's applied.
That's when it's applied. That's when the lesson really gets learned.
Gets learned.
So it's the learning time.
Yeah. Like an analogy of that, you know, Jack does electrical work, and he can learn something in the world of electricity. But then when he goes out to apply it, it's different. I mean, what he has intellectually is one thing, but he goes out to install a... What do you do? Give me an example. To install a light switch. Okay, I'm going to keep it simple.
Well,
something we can all understand.
Yeah.
So you go out to install a light switch, and if you touch the wrong wire and it's hot, you've just learned a different lesson. You've learned kind of a new lesson, right?
Sure.
Something you didn't learn when you were reading about it.
Exactly.
Okay. So that's what the nights tend
the
to be like.
The book says, if you touch this while you're touching ground, you'll get shocked. Don't do this. And so then you go and install the light switch. And, you know, when you're reading in the book, you'll get shocked. You go, oh, okay, that's probably not good. So then when you're installing the switch and you get shocked, Now you understand. Get shocked. You'll get shocked means because, oh, it didn't feel good. It hurt bad. And so now you have gained
understanding.
You've learned a lesson.
Right.
Something you didn't know before. Now you know well.
Yeah. So that's a good definition.
That's a good analogy.
Of what the nights are about. It's that time of
gaining understanding. Doesn't mean you're going to get electrocuted.
That's true.
It just means that whatever your process is for where you are and what you're going through and the information that was given to you either knowingly or unknowingly during this seventh tune.
Yeah, whether you were conscious of it or not.
Of this galactic cycle. As we go into the eighth tune, the eighth heaven.
Yeah.
Then things will begin to become more clear.
Yes.
As in experientially clear.
Clear, right.
Yeah.
So, Jag, tell us what the fourth day was about in terms of its energy.
The energy of the fourth day...
Of this past 360 days.
Yeah. Was based on new foundations of human relations.
Okay, wow. I can see that. Just think of the news. Think of what happened after Katrina. Think of how the country is relating to the government in the United States at this point. Think about the people in Pakistan, the earthquake that happened there, and what happened between India and Pakistan.
Yeah.
When that earthquake took place, they literally, India helped.
Yeah.
Pakistan, two countries that are at war with each other, pointing guns
they
at each other.
They have been for decades.
And they laid their guns down for a minute and said, we're going to help you. What a different way of relating.
Well, not only that, I mean, the two countries had to find a way you know, working together, yes. which they weren't even thinking about doing.
Yes.
You know, that was not within the realm of possibility.
Right.
Previous to that tremendous earthquake.
Yes. Something
so
really
for
got
them
their
to,
attention.
To come to the table and discuss how to work together for this emergency relief effort was phenomenal.
Oh,
I
indeed.
Think. It was major.
And, you know, all the ways of relating are not always like pointing to something that's, you know, might be called quote-unquote good. It could be a way of relating that may be perceived as not being good, but it's a new way of relating. Mm. A lot of that's been going on this past 360 days.
And China was fairly instrumental in getting the U.S. and North Korea to the negotiating table
this
year.
Yes, pretty incredible.
On coming in, you know, getting Korea to come into compliance with the nuclear, you know, the non-proliferation treaty from the UN, and that's still underway. But look at what's happened with Israel and Palestine, with the Palestinians.
Yes.
The Palestinians have a homeland.
Yes.
That's been quite a
I mean, we
journey.
Could just, you could just start but naming
on
and
on
naming.
And on. There
and
are...
that sort of thing, by the way, we're going to be doing quite a bit in Mayan Calendar Cast as we really give you these, you know, nitty-gritty details. We're going to be taking it on into just bringing up right to now.
Right.
Friends,
oh,
the
here's
Mayan
another
calendar
one.
Is right for us today.
Now, this again, just to remind you, we're talking about the energetic influence of this particular tune that we are coming, you know, that's soon coming to a close.
Mm-hmm.
It's New Foundations of Human Relations. You know that the Africa, there's a country in Africa just got its first woman head of state. The first
That's right.
time in African, at least,
history.
Is known history.
Yeah.
You know,
modern history.
Yeah. Since it started, you know.
Yes, incredible.
Yeah, so, I mean, there are so many things that, you know, we can show you tune shift by tune shift all the way through this cycle. Now we're halfway through it, going into the just over. In fact, if you make a pyramid that has seven steps to the top,
mm-hmm.
it's like we've been climbing uphill. So the mm-hmm. first day, first night, second step. Third day is the third step. Third night's the fourth step. Fourth day is the fifth step. Am I doing this right?
You're doing it.
Fourth
you're good.
Night is the sixth
step.
And then, oh, because that's supposed to be seven. One, two, three, four, five, six.
Seven would be
the
fourth
day. The fourth day is the seventh step, which puts you on the top.
Right, because that'd be seven tune shifts.
Right.
You'd be
so
standing at the top
of the pyramid.
At
the very top of this the seven level.
And we all know going uphill
and we've
is
been,
harder.
That's
and
exactly
going
the
down.
Point. We have been going uphill through this entire cycle.
Yeah.
So now, when we go through this tune shift, beginning November 29th,
things are going to start to get less subtle and more obvious.
Yeah, we start downhill. So the journey, in one sense, becomes a little easier, but at the same time, all the light, all that's been happening has
building
been accumulating up.
Mm-hmm.
up to these, through these first seven steps. Now that momentum starts to, like, push us down the other side,
yeah.
and things start happening, you know, in an accelerated fashion.
Yes. So if you know, if you're new to the information, to any information about Mayan calendar, and you think, well, you know, what does this have to do with my life? The thing is, it has everything to do with your life and has all this time, but you just may not have been consciously aware of it. And as you become more consciously aware of it, the more things start to plug in, the more things start to stand out, the more synchronicities you experience, the more you will be able to see with your own eyes just what is happening. And there isn't anyone, I don't think, that I've talked to, including some of the most staunch, stiff upper lip, absolutely wouldn't be moved by anything people, you know, that are saying, oh boy.
Wow.
Exactly.
They hear this and they go, wow.
Yeah.
So people that you would, that, you know, you would think would never even ever
be moved by anything.
You know, think there was anything to this. You talk to them about it, and they get it.
Yeah.
And you go, and then we go, wow.
Yeah.
Because all of us, this is happening. Creation is evolving. We are actually getting tuned while this is, you know, while we're going through this day-to-day life we live. It's happening energetically.
Yes.
And
if you try to keep your mind, it will beat the
crap
out of you.
Yeah.
And if you lose your mind and go into your intuition, then you can sail with the winds of creation to your back. Now, let's talk about a little more about fourth day, fourth night. These are the wave cycles we're talking about. Fourth day is an incoming. Fourth night, think of it as the wave kind of going down on the other side. You're going into the valley. Yeah, it's nighttime. That's that principle of darkness, that principle of inner work, that principle of internal growth, which happens where? In the dark. Where does a seed grow? In the dark.
In the dirt.
In the soil.
In the dark dirt.
In the dark dirt. So we're going in to a period now of night where the lessons, the things that have been established in this fourth
day
of this galactic underworld, these things that have been established are now going to be applied in this next year.
And the energetic influence that will pervade this tune cycle or eighth heaven is called ethical procedures are implemented. And we're already beginning to see its effect.
Yeah, oh yes.
If
in fact, you do see the
news,
effect. You do see the effect of the tune ahead.
Sure.
In
it's
the
like
tune before.
The sun's not up in the morning, but you can see it coming.
Yes.
You know, as the dawn approaches, and we have a remarkable number of things that have been occurring just in the last month or so.
Oh, yes.
In the last couple of months, all the attention that's been brought on the U.S. Effort to end terrorism by, you know, this occupation of Iraq. Congress, the House and Senate are discussing now, they're in process of creating a withdrawal plan to get the U.S. troops out of that country.
Yes.
And that's one thing.
And also the questions about the war and the discussion that's going on amongst journalists, amongst mm-hmm. reporters, amongst people.
About the benefit, you know, what benefit is people are changing their mind about the, you know,
there's
seeing
been quite a shift this past
seeing
year.
They're taking a different look at the value of war.
Yes. Yes. Is it a winnable war? That question has actually come up.
Is any war winnable?
Winnable. That's
you know,
right.
Those kind of questions.
Yeah, and these are questions.
What do we gain, you know, in light of, you know, all that's lost?
That's right.
You know, in terms of life.
Yes.
Loved ones.
Yes.
People are taking some really hard looks at, you know, what we take as status quo, you know, the way things have been thought to be normal and status quo in the mm-hmm. past are now coming up for questioning.
That's right. And we're going to see more and more of this. This next year is what this yeah. is going to be about.
Ethics are going to come down on...
Okay, let's establish that. The galactic underworld, the eighth level mm-hmm. of this 16.4 billion year stretch of time. This is the eighth level of that kind of... That's how much time we're talking about here.
That's what the Maya were counting.
Yeah.
This entire process of creation.
Yes.
The evolution of creation from the Big Bang until now.
Until right now.
16.4 billion years.
And we're in the eighth level of this stepwise ascent to the top of the pyramid.
So the ninth level, which is the top.
And it is called the galactic underworld.
Mm-hmm.
And there is an energy for every level of the pyramid. And on this level, the intent or the purpose or the The tone of it is ethics.
Ethics.
It's all been about ethics since January 5th, 1999. That is what has been coming in to our consciousness, our collective consciousness, the consciousness of everything, not just us, not just human beings.
Everything.
But everything.
Human beings aren't the only thing with consciousness.
Exactly.
In fact, there isn't anything that exists.
It doesn't have consciousness.
That does not have consciousness.
That's right.
Consciousness pervades all things.
Yes.
Everything. It's the space in between what you see, which there is more of, you know, far more space.
Yes.
In us, in animate and inanimate objects.
Then
we're mostly space.
Yeah, we are. Exactly.
Yeah.
So
the
is
chair
everything.
You're sitting on is mostly space.
Yeah.
And that's consciousness.
Right.
That's what consciousness,
consciousness is.
Consciousness
is the glue that's holding it all together, baby.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Oh, man. So
and it is still evolving. And it's so, not done yet.
Yeah. That's right.
And we're on
a schedule.
And we can follow this schedule quite clearly.
Yes.
Within the constructs of this beautiful calendar.
Yes. Now today is November 17th, 2005 in the Gregorian calendar.
Mm-hmm.
And on the 28th of this month, there will be a tone shift to the fourth night. And we're going to be back with you right here on Mayan Calendar Cast before that. But we ask you to prepare, if you would, to join with us November 28th. To light a candle for the opening of the fourth night, and to light a candle for Ian Lundgold in not only his memory, but in the celebration of what he's doing now.
Yeah, because he's
still at work.
Busy.
Yeah.
He's still busy.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Yes, he is. We love you, Ian.
Yes, we do.
We'd like to play a little piece of a tune for Ian and just dedicate it to him. It's called Sun Temple by an artist that we adore.
Yeah. Enjoy this with us for a few moments.
For Ian Lundgold.
Thank you.
for you, Ian. We'd like to take a few moments to give you some quick updates on what's happening with the website so that you're updated. How's that? We have the new blog. It's called Air Radio News and Updates. Has categories for the station itself, has a category for Mayan Calendar Cast, and a category for the Human Source Code. So check that out right from the front page of the website at www.airstreamradio.com. Also, in Mayan Calendar Cast, we are going to add video podcasts, or vodcasts as they're called, but we're not going to include them with this feed. They're going to be in their own feed called Mayan Calendar TV, right from the website, again, airstreamradio.com. So we'll let you know in the audio casts that a video is up to go check it out, because you really need to see the visuals. And this is material that, well, really has been passed to us from Ian. A lot of it is based on his research and, of course, Carl Johan Kalman. And once we are able to, once you see that foundation, then when you come back to the audio cast, lots of things are going to make sense because you'll see it.
More and more of it will make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then last but not
last
least.
Last but not least, we would like to ask you to, if you enjoy this program, please lend your support by going to Podcast Alley and vote for the Mayan Calendar Cast, because your support is what helps to keep this going and keep it happening on a regular basis.
Yeah. Really going to take all of us to get it out there.
So you can help make this podcast everything it can possibly be by going to Podcast Alley and casting your personal vote of support, and doing that on a regular monthly basis.
Yes, once a month.
Even better.
Oh, it would be so nice.
Yeah.
We really have. I want to thank everyone who has taken the time to vote. It has pushed us up in the ranking, not to the top 10 slots, but it has pushed us up. So thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we really appreciate it.
We know this
much.
Is a long podcast today, but we just missed. I really need it. I'm glad I did this, Jaster.
Yeah.
Are
me
you?
Too. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it feels good. It feels good. I feel like there's some, I don't know, in a way, it's like the end of the day when you've had a really good day and a lot's been accomplished and you can kind of sit down and feel like, wow, it's a good day. Even though there were some tough spots.
Yeah.
So anything else you need to add?
No. No, we love you. Keep listening and, stay tuned. We're hoping to make this better and better as it goes along.
You better believe it.
And we'd love to have you included as part of it.
We sure would.
Yeah.
All right.
And to enjoy the journey with us.
I'm Andy Mack.
And this is Jag.
And we will see you next time. This is your voice crying in the wilderness. Tune in. Find out what's going on. See you next time. Love, peace, and joy.
In Lakesh.